IPSC market leaders and their business models. Today, induced pluripotent stem cells, iPSCs, are being exploited for uses in drug discovery and development, toxicology screening, disease modeling, personalized medicine, cell-based therapeutics, and beyond. A fascinatingly diverse range of business models have been developed by market competitors to provide IPSC-specific products, services, technologies, and therapies across the life science sector. IPSC market leaders by product type. Reprogramming kits, reagents, IPSC cell lines, and specific culture media are supplied by companies specializing in iPSCs, including Fujifilm CDI, Nkardia, Axel Bioscience, ReproCell, and others. Diversified research supply companies such as R&D Systems, Promega, Miltenyi Biotech, Stem Cell Technologies, Takara Bio, Thermo Fisher Scientific, and numerous others also provide IPSC-related research products to the scientific community. Additionally, IPSC specialists have emerged, such as iCells Biotechnologies, which provides normal and diseased IPSC cell lines, IPSC-derived cells, custom IPSC services, and functional bioassay development and execution, among related products and services. Likewise, Definigen, Evotec, Nkardia, Fujifilm Cellular Dynamics and Axel Bioscience are leaders in offering IPSC differentiation services. Several IPSC market leaders offer contract services as well, such as the development of screening systems for toxicity testing and drug discovery, optimization of reprogramming and culturing conditions, derivation of IPSC and reporter cell lines, and their characterization. Industrial scale IPSC manufacturing. Within the world of industrial scale IPSC manufacturing, Fujifilm CDI, Tree Frog Therapeutics, and Catalent, acquired Rincell Therapeutics, are three companies who are leading the charge. While most people are familiar with Fujifilm because it is a stalwart in the field, fewer people know about Tree Frog Therapeutics. Founded in 2018, Tree Frog Therapeutics has developed C-STEM, a high-throughput cell encapsulation technology allowing for the mass production and differentiation of iPSCs in industrial bioreactors. Rincell is another relatively recent entrant into the IPSC marketplace. Founded in 2017, it focuses on the GMP-compliant generation of human iPSCs derived from HLA homozygous allogeneic umbilical cord blood. Cynata Therapeutics also has a unique technology for nearly infinite expansion of IPSC-derived MSCs, but currently it is using this capacity for its own IPSC-derived cell therapy product development. IPSC-derived cell therapeutics. Some of the major firms exploiting IPSC technologies for therapeutic applications include Cynata Therapeutics, Hyperion, Bristol-Myers Squibb, Fate Therapeutics, Century Therapeutics, and Blue Rock Therapeutics. In addition to these companies, dozens of others have now joined their ranks. In a world first, Cynata Therapeutics received approval in 2016 to launch the world's first formal clinical trial of an allogeneic IPSC-derived cell product, CYPO-01, for the treatment of GVHD. Cynata's proprietary technology utilizes iPSCs originating from an adult donor as the starting material for generating mesangioangioblasts, MCAs. It then differentiates these cells into mesenchymal stem cells, MSCs. Today, Cynata Therapeutics has clinical trials underway for an impressive range of indications, including graft-versus-host disease, GVHD, knee osteoarthritis, acute respiratory distress syndrome, ARDS, diabetic foot ulcers, renal transplantation, and critical limb ischemia, CLI. In late 2019, the National Institutes of Health, NIH, also announced it would be undertaking the first U.S. clinical trial of an IPSC-derived therapeutic. The goal of this trial is to restore dying cells of the retina. Likewise, scientists from the University of Minnesota in collaboration with Fate Therapeutics were granted approval by FDA for a clinical trial. Fate is exploring the clinical use of FD516 and FD500, which are its IPSC-derived NK cell product candidates. In December 2019, the company released clinical data from its Phase 1 studies. In July 2020, Fate Therapeutics announced FDA clearance of its IND application for the world's first IPSC-derived CAR T therapy, FD819. Of course, there are also numerous physician-led studies underway in Japan investigating the use of IPSC-derived cellular products in human patients. These clinical trials are for diseases such as macular degeneration, ischemic cardiomyopathy, Parkinson's disease, solid tumors, spinal cord injury, SCI, and platelet production. Currently, ISK-derived cell therapeutics have yet to reach the market. Reasons for this include the prohibitively high cost of developing cell-based therapies and the challenging regulatory and scale-up issues associated with in-living therapeutics. iPSCs within drug development and discovery. Induced pluripotent stem cells, iPSCs, are also being used in drug discovery and development applications. This is because they have the potential to transform drug discovery by providing physiologically relevant cells for compound identification, target validation, compound screening, and tool discovery. As the world's larger manufacturer of human cells created from iPSCs, Fujifilm Cellular Dynamics, FCDI, manufactures a wide range of cell types differentiated from iPSCs that are relevant to drug discovery. These products include iCell cardiomyocytes, iCell neurons, and iCell hepatocytes. The company also produces iCell cardiac progenitors, iCell hematopoietic progenitors, iCell astrocytes, iCell endothelial cells, and iCell skeletal myoblasts, among other products. With operations in both Europe and the US, Nkardia also produces and commercializes high-quality, fully functional ISK-derived cardiovascular and neuronal cell types. As a full-stack human ISK technology company, it also develops and realizes electrophysiology, biochemistry and contraction-based assays for predictive safety pharmacology, toxicology testing and drug efficacy screenings. Likewise, Evotech has built an industrialized ISK infrastructure that represents one of the largest and most sophisticated platforms in the industry. Evotech's ISK platform has been developed over the last 6 years with the goal to industrialize ISK-based drug screening in terms of throughput, reproducibility, and robustness to reach the highest industrial standards. Evotech is running multiple discovery programs using human iPSCs. Axel Bioscience is another critical leader in the realm of ISK-derived products designed to support drug discovery applications. The company provides physiologically relevant in vitro models with a focus on CNS applications, including Alzheimer's, ALS, and other neurodegenerative diseases. Its ISK-derived models allow new product candidates to be tested in vitro, providing early-stage safety data as well as late-stage efficacy data and improved patient selection. Hyperion and Fate Therapeutics follow the same strategy of reprogramming somatic cells for developing cell-based models to screen small molecules for drug development. Hyperion uses cellular reprogramming and differentiation technologies for advancing the understanding of human diseases for which there are poor in vivo and in vitro models and develops cell-based therapeutics for its own product pipeline. Fate Therapeutics has developed an intricate understanding of the pathways that can activate and modulate stem cells and ISK technology for screening stem cell modulators, SCMs, which are capable of impacting cell fate in vivo for repairing and regenerating tissues. Finally, Sweden's Takara Bio offers heart muscle cells and liver cells to drug and biotechnology companies, as well as universities. The Takara Bio group of companies has three primary sub-brands, which are Takara, Clontech, and Cellardis. The Cellardis brand, in particular, is focused on stem cell-derived products and services for drug discovery, disease modeling, and regenerative medicine applications. The future of ISK applications. Other companies operate across multiple ISK market segments. As an example, Steemgent, a repro cell brand, has developed close relationships with several of the top academic researchers in the US and China, enabling the company to gain access to their cutting-edge research. Steemgent has signed collaborations with industry heavyweights, Pfizer, and Fate Therapeutics. Steemgent also signed a strategic partnership with Miltenyi Biotech for the co-development and marketing of stem cell research products. Although ISK technology originated in Japan in 2006 and the country is still home to major players like Fujifilm and ReproCell, the North American region has accelerated its role within the global ISK market. Within the United States, firms supported by powerful, star-studded advisory boards have emerged, including Fate Therapeutics, Steemgent, Hyperion, now a Bristol-Myers Squibb company, Fujifilm Cellular Dynamics, Century Therapeutics, and Blue Rock Therapeutics. ISK technology has developed swiftly since 2006. Since iPSCs have demonstrated their usefulness in drug development and discovery, disease modeling, toxicology testing, cell therapy, gene therapy, disease modeling, personalized medicine, cultured meat production, and beyond. In recent years, the number of clinical trials involving IPSC-derived cell therapeutics has been increasing, with evidence of life-changing improvements observed within some of these trials. Put simply, companies are employing an impressive range of business models for exploiting IPSC technology platforms, and their creativity is continuing to expand. To learn more about this exciting market, view the Global Induced Pluripotent Stem Cell IPSC Industry Report, Market Size, Trends, and Forecasts, 2024. IPSC Cell Market Report.